اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a short part of Imam Khomeini's speech. Duty of the theological schools in training of judges. We must gradually move towards the condition that Islam has commended. The seminaries must pursue this matter and find a judge with the condition that the sacred canons have stipulated. However, today that we cannot reach to that lofty decree, we must not sit back while the judiciary remains in the way it was before. We must make the efforts, and to the extent that we can, the seminaries must make the effort.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. Well, on the subject of status and esteem for women in Islam, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh said, Islam wants men and women to develop. Islam freed women from those circumstances which existed for them during the age of ignorance of pre-Islamic times. Islam did not serve men to the extent that it did women. You cannot imagine what circumstances were like for women during pre-Islamic times and to what degree their situation improved with the advent of Islam. Well, this statement of Imam Rahmatullah Alayhi is about the respect and position that Islam set for women. The Holy Book of Quran can be interpreted as saying that men and women are spiritually equal, and this aspect has been emphasized by Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. In addition to the figures of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the 12 Shia Imams, there is also the figure of Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam, the daughter of the Prophet, the wife of the first Imam, and the progenitor of the other Imams. As a member of these pleroma, Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam has a redemptive role on the Day of Judgment, and women in particular call on her in this capacity.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
In the Islamic society, the women have an honored position and besides their legal and civil rights, enjoy special respect, love, affection, and the gentle feelings which they deserve most. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his holy book, and treat them, that is women, kindly. Surah An-Nisa, verse number 19. This verse from the Holy Book of Quran signifies the equal status that Islam sets for women. And Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi also referred to this issue and advised Muslims to respect this high position of women and take advantage of these, equal situation as well. Thank you very much for being with us. And until another episode, I bid you farewell. May Allah protect you all.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Every night and every day, never forget to say. إله